my dear brothers and sisters and young people. I think God's grace, goodwill, his favour is particularly evident when we're in difficult situations. We need in our lives to develop a perception of God's grace in our lives in very practical ways. And my brief talk today will be illustrative of God working in our lives. And sometimes they can be quite surprising in the ways that God can providentially, not openly, behind the scenes, can affect the way our lives progress. And particularly in difficult situations. And I think personally, I think Duncan ought to be speaking about this, because very often he is in very difficult situations, problematic situations, and he obviously must have seen God's grace at work. I'm just going to start off briefly by reading a few verses from Psalm 34. Well-known words, aren't they? Verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Well, in this brief talk, we're going to taste and see that the Lord is good. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, broken spirit. When we break the spirit of the flesh, then God is very nigh unto those. Right, well, why did I choose to go to Poulter? Well, I read an appeal in Care Links for help concerning the transport of people from various places in Ukraine and from northern Russia and wherever, and said, please help these people. And I responded to that call. But then I thought, well, I'd like to go there as well. Why did I want to go there? Well, curiosity, really. I've read so much about the Eastern Bloc. I knew they would have snow there, and that was a very strong point. Everybody here calls wintry weather bad weather. I call it very good weather. Even if I have difficulty in travelling, even if my car is slithering about, I enjoy seeing the snow on the ground. You've had a good dose of it over in this part of the country, but we haven't had a single flake of the stuff falling from the sky. So that's one reason. The other, I wanted to meet the brethren and sisters that Duncan saw on regular occasions. I nearly went to the Ukraine with a snowless Ukraine, because they had a remarkably mild beginning of winter. The winter really started when I got there, and we had about 4 inches of snow, but a disappointing cold of only -1 to -7. The week after I left, it was down to -24 and a bit lower. Well, I'm supposed to be dwelling upon the theme of God's grace, and this was certainly in evidence in my journey to the Ukraine. Oh, I thank God greatly that I took with me, or at least we had access to Duncan's mobile phone number, because without that I think it would have been terrible. Unfortunately, I didn't actually take it with me, so that made things a little more difficult. But I did have Ruth's mobile, so I was able to contact her and be able to get her number and copy it down. Well, what's the problem? It was a usual monotonous, tiresome journey in the National Express coach from Swansea to Gatwick. Oh no, Heathrow, sorry. Looked on the nose, went through the custom, the immigration check-in, everything went smoothly, everybody was pleasant and relaxed, there weren't there many people. And looking for my flight. Munich, delayed. Then I went to find out, why is it delayed? Is it a lot of snow there? Oh, that's good, but snow sometimes can be a little inconvenient. No, it wasn't. It had broken down. The result of that was, I found out that the next plane, which was going to get me to Kiev, where I was supposed to be meeting Duncan at 6 o'clock, was late, was going to be at 6 o'clock, was going to be very late, and arriving about 9:45 at night. He had his young family with him. I thought, how is he going to get his young family to Poltava? Fortunately, I haven't heard the whole story, but I believe there's some Australians, and they got there successfully, and that was okay. But how was I going to contact Duncan? Well, I couldn't ring with my mobile to Duncan's mobile. It's impossible. Arrived at Munich, and they very helpfully at the information desk allowed me to use the phone and to phone Duncan and to tell him all my problems. He'd been forewarned by Ruth, I believe she rang him from home to say there was something wrong. And Duncan, in his brief sort of way, says, he's a man of few words when it comes to problematic situations. Don't worry, I'll be there, I'll wait for you. Well, it was going to be arriving very late, and it was going to be critical that I met him quickly. The air hostess was very sympathetic to my plight and allowed me, just before the plane landed, to move forward to the business class, which was right at the front of the plane, so I could make a quick exit. I made a quick exit, and the next problem was, oh, immigration, long formality. What are they going to be like in Ukraine with immigration? How long is that going to take? That went smoothly. Next problem, about my luggage. My experience of looking at conveyor belts is you wait ages and ages, everybody else's case comes off except your own. But then there was a red case. Oh, was it my red case? There might be other red cases. I hadn't put anything on it to label it. I dragged it off anyway, looked at it, examined it, and found out it was mine. And then I collected that out towards the exit, and there was a very welcome, familiar face of Duncan, looking a little bit worried. Come on, John, come on, we've got to make tracks. We've got to catch a coach. The coach he booked apparently had either not arrived or had already gone. But there's another one waiting there. There were only two places on that coach. If we hadn't got those two places, we'd have been spending the night in Kiev or airport. Well, that was a story of the journey. And afterwards, when we left, when we were leaving, when he was seeing us off after the journey and the experience of the Bible school, when he was saying goodbye at Kiev airport, he said, you know, John, the hand of God was with us in our outward trip. And I think he really meant that. And he, with his experience of God's grace in his life, God's favour, his goodwill, was very well qualified to say that. And I took great note of those words that he said. So the school itself was, in itself, somewhat frustrating because of the language communication problem. I tried to get to talk to most people that I could. And on the last day, there was only Duncan who could speak English, and Cindy was busy with the children, and Duncan was busy answering the native speakers with their problems and answering questions. Two talks I was personally responsible for was, what body do we come? And without going into all the details, I examined the angel. We will be given bodies like the angels, as it says in the Gospels. So I examined all the qualities of the angels. I examined the quality of the risen Lord and pointed in that direction to give comfort to know what kind of bodies we come to. As to insights of the kingdom, I tried to imagine from the scriptures and from particularly the experience of Israel going into Egypt and the laws and commandments given to them, what it would be like in practice when the kingdom of God is actually upon the earth. So those were the two talks I gave. Well, when I left, record-breaking temperatures, all those extra clothes, those thermals, are being wasted. I didn't need to have brought them. So that's a few thoughts and experiences. And I hope I haven't gone too much over 10 minutes.